This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Israeli forces are continuing to hunt for Hamas terrorists in Gaza. The White House says an American toddler is among the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters a three-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were murdered by Hamas is among the 200 still being held. President Biden is scheduled to have a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco this week. The two leaders will meet tomorrow during the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Xi is scheduled to address prominent American business executives. This visit marks Xi's first trip to the United States since 2017, when he visited President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. As lawmakers continue to kick the can down the road on America's budget, the end of the road is this Friday. An agreement could be in the works to keep the government open beyond week's end.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is indicating that Democrats may be open to backing the Republicans' temporary funding bill as a measure to avert a government shutdown scheduled for this Friday. Over the weekend, House Speaker Mike Johnson presented a short-term plan aimed at extending government funding until February. In a letter sent on Monday to all House Democrats, Jeffries conveyed that they are actively reviewing the proposal put forth by Republican leadership and engaging in discussions with fellow members. The House is scheduled to consider Johnson's bill later this week. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced it's adopting a formal code of ethics. The justices says it's an effort to strengthen the public's confidence in the High Court. Lawmakers have been pushing for ethics reform for a while. After suffering an Achilles injury week one, Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is announcing a possible return well before the regular season ends. Rodgers told NBC's Sunday Night Football audience that his goal is to return in mid-December. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Congress will take up the issue of veterans' homelessness. A bipartisan bill would put the Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Department of Veteran Affairs in cahoots on the homeless vets issue. The Army is formally making a wrong right 106 years later. Black soldiers were convicted of mutiny for their roles in the Houston riots. Undersecretary of the Army Gabe Camarillo says the military paperwork will be changed showing an honorable discharge. 19 black Army soldiers were executed. Most others received life sentences after they fought with police and residents of a heavily segregated 1917 Houston. The prosecution rested last week in presidential candidate Donald Trump's civil case in New York. This week, the defense is making their case. Trump's oldest son was the first witness.
Donald Trump Jr. has testified once again in a civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York.
It doesn't feel like, you know, we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The Trump family is accused of exaggerating their wealth to secure more favorable loan agreements. In the state civil lawsuit, the former president faces potential fines, fines of $250 million, which could also result in restrictions on conducting business in New York. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, ready or not, here we come. It's Bill Martinez at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dick Morris is going to be joining us in just a few seconds to talk about his new book, Corrupt, the inside story of Biden's dark money. The New York Times bestselling author, winning presidential strategist, and the Mantine magazine dubbed the most influential private citizen in America. He lays out breaking new allegations of the depth and breadth of the corruption of the Biden family and the Biden brand. This is news you're not going to get from the mainstream media. You know that, right? So get ready. From China to Ukraine, Moscow to Iraq, Kazakhstan to Costa Rica, Florida to Romania and more, the Biden family brand has been enriching itself by trading off the public offices and power accumulated by its mastermind, Joe Biden. Dick Morris, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
No, great to be here. Good. Thank you.
Well, I almost have to laugh a little bit when you consider Joe Biden as a mastermind, right?
Yeah, well, you remember Vinnie the Chin Gigante, the guy who was the mob guy who lived in the Greenwich Village in New York and would walk around the streets in his bathrobe because he needed to convince people he was insane so he couldn't be tried? I think that Biden puts on an act a little bit of being totally out of it and completely beyond reason. He is an absolute mastermind at setting up this network of corruption. It's very complicated and involves different deals in each country, and really, he's just been incredible at being able to swell his net worth from very low amounts. When he was in the Senate, his net worth was only $21,000 after 36 years of service in the Senate. And then when he became vice president, he went up a little bit. He was worth $1 million. Then when he entered the presidency, after 3-4 years out of office as vice president, he was up to $10 or $11 million of net worth. His senility, his sort of, you know, being just totally incompetent, is really to a certain extent an act. Biden has set up this very complicated network of family all over the world, where he sends his brothers and sisters out to invest in projects. And they all have in common they're trading off his family name. And they're very effective at getting money channeled to him. And to follow the tentacles of this organization is very hard to do, but the Comer Committee is really working on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Devin Archer in his interview, explained, Dick, as you'll recall, that this was like shooting, you know, fish in a barrel. That the setup, he couldn't believe that he walked into this setup. He thought, whoa, wait a minute. We've got the Vice President of the United States. We've got, you know, people who are dying to gain access to the Vice President. And he's saying he's available and all he needs is money. That's quite, you know, quite telling. So, you know, Joe Biden, as you said, connected a network. Devin Archer is part of it. Bob Alinsky's another element, you know, in it. There's probably others that we don't know that, you know, that have, equally participated in setting up this program. Because, you know, the thing we have heard about Joe Biden time and again, you know, he tells everybody he graduated top of his class. I think he had the chart upside down because he graduated more at the bottom of his class, right? And so he's never seemed to be an intellectual on the surface.
Well, he's not. He's just a very canny mob boss. And bear in mind, much of this, many of these financial schemes were inaugurated about 7 or 8 years ago, when he was considerably more lucid than he is now. And they're really a testament to the view of a mob boss. For example, he put his son Hunter on the board of Burisma, a corrupt energy company in Ukraine. And then when the prosecutor was trying to throw his son off the board and indict the son and maybe him, he got the prosecutor fired by saying they would lose $1 billion of U.S. aid if they didn't do that. And he forced that to happen. In China, he got Hunter appointed director, broker really, to the Bank of China in its investments throughout China and throughout the world. And they made millions of dollars as brokers. In Romania, he hooked himself up with an oligarch and was active in really preventing him from getting sanctioned in the United States. Mm-hmm. Even though he had a little side business of making drones that were used by the Russians to fight the Ukrainians. And all of the other people in those kinds of industries were sanctioned, but this was not. The other element in my book that's important, though, is not as much what Biden did for China, but what China is doing for Biden. Mm-hmm. Because this is a quid pro quo.
Yes.
You can look at 8 or 9 different areas of American policy and see pro-China policies emerging from Biden. For example, China's working now on dethroning the dollar as the major dominant global currency, and which would be disastrous for the United States. And Biden is doing nothing to stop that. China passed a law saying that if a U.S. company comes to China, they have to surrender all their intellectual property and all their patents and trade secrets. And Trump would probably have sanctioned that and would have fined the companies, and Biden's doing nothing. After COVID, China escaped the blame completely. There's never been an investigation of how COVID started or the Chinese role in it. In fact, we had an office in the U.S. that Trump set up in the FBI to investigate Chinese exchange students for espionage. Mm-hmm. And Biden disbanded it in the first year in office, saying that it was racial profiling. So we essentially had a president who was pro-Chinese and kind of the Manchurian candidate way.
Yeah. You know, Dick, in your book, Corrupt, I mean, you present this evidence, and this is evidence that has been out there, but yet, you know, of course you expect the Democrats to run interference and not admit and avoid as much as possible even talking about it, but whenever they do talk about it, Hakeem Jeffries and others say, well, where's the proof?
We're unraveling it. Comer has subpoena power. And he's so far uncovered a check for $200,000, another check for $40,000. And pretty much every week he comes out with a new one. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're only now subpoenaing Joe Biden's bank records. They're in the process of going through Hunter's. And we're going to get a steady stream of indications of money that was given to the Bidens.
Exactly.
To the family.
Dick, yeah, we've got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side. We've got more from Dick Morris in his new book.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hey, we're back. back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Quinnipiac University poll conducted in September found that 35% of Americans thought Biden was involved and did something illegal in Hunter Biden's business dealings with Ukraine and China. And those numbers just continue to increase as more and more evidence becomes available. Dick Morris is doing something the mainstream media should be doing, and that is reporting on the Biden brand in a true journalistic manner. And Dick, I've got to say congratulations on Corrupt, the inside story of Biden's dark money, because you have taken on the mantle of what professional journalists, protected by our First Amendment rights, should be doing.
Yeah, they should, but they're not, because anything that touches on Biden or could possibly help Trump get back in the White House is anathema to the journalist establishment. They just won't do it. And the more trouble Biden gets in, the more staunch his defenders are.
Exactly.
We're turning the corner on that. I think that Biden is absolutely in free fall at the moment, and I think Trump is gaining a strong ascendancy. About six or seven weeks ago, there was a sense that Trump would win the nomination but might not win the election. But now we have two polls in a row, one by the New York Times and one by Harvard Harris, that say that of the five or seven, in the other case, swing states, Trump is going to win all but one of them. And they're by decent margins. I think he's 4 points ahead in Pennsylvania, 3 or 4 ahead in Michigan, 5 ahead. I think he's 10 ahead in Nevada. And I think that is just changing. I think we're moving toward the point that people see Biden as unlikely to get reelected. I think the issue is going to be how the Democrats deal with that and whether they stay with Biden or can come up with another candidate.
Exactly. Well, you see Gavin Newsom meeting with President Xi. He's almost like trying to position himself in the shadows, but saying, hey, put me in, coach.
I love that he began his political campaign for President of the United States by visiting China and meeting with President Xi. President Xi, it's like that's replaced meeting with the governor of a major state. He's meeting with our worst enemy, and
yes, exactly.
Doing so not in a confrontational way, but basically looking for exposure and looking for support. So he's planning to follow in Biden's footsteps, both in the political sense and in the bribery process.
Well, it has been written, you know, by Peter Schweitzer and others, and I think you mentioned the same thing, and that is the elite capturing of our elected officials. And Gavin Newsom is not stupid in that sense. I mean, he sees that Biden has been captured. He's generated a lot of revenue yet to be fully determined. I think it's, as some have suggested, I said early on, there's no way that Biden would put his career on the line for, $20 million. I think the numbers before it's over is going to be hundreds of millions of dollars that are involved here. That's just my humble opinion, Dick.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. I think that it's important to realize that fundamentally three countries have made it out of poverty since World War II, broadly speaking, by different ways. Germany used American aid in the Marshall Plan. Japan used its own technology, the miniaturized computers. China has used bribery. And stealing intellectual property, paying off American presidents, including my old boss, Bill Clinton. That's how they got into the World Trade Organization, by giving Clinton campaign contributions for his campaign in 1996. And I think that they have mastered bribery to an art form and used it as a basis, a springboard for their entire economy.
Well, they know the nature of man. I mean, the nature of man is that we're greedy. And here, sadly, America, with all its success and money, these elite elected officials that we've empowered are taking full advantage, abandoning the Constitution and serving themselves and not we the people, Dick. I mean, this is really a sad commentary. And, I agree with you, and you wrote about it in The Return, your previous book, is that I don't know anybody other than Donald Trump who could possibly begin to turn the tables upside down and get this country back on track and return us back to our first principles based on our U.S. Constitution. Do you?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that Trump has been through it. He knows where the bodies are buried, and he has an incentive to turn it around. The establishment that is dumping on him, indicting him, bringing him to trial for bogus, ridiculous charges. The civil trial in New York, for example, says that he defrauded banks out of hundreds of millions of dollars of interest, but the banks don't think so, and the banks haven't sued.
Right, exactly.
So there's a slight hole in their case. They don't have a victim. And these kinds of tactics, I think, are making Trump fully understand the nature of the opposition. And I think that he's redoubling his determination to beat those guys and to bring us back.
Well, and thank God the people are getting it, Dick, because look what's going on here. I mean, he's running away with this nomination. You know, debates continue, and the party has got going. So what? You know, Trump is our guy. You know, there isn't the gravitas and the confidence that the American people have that any other leader options could right the ship here.
Well, nobody's been there. Nobody's actually done it, as Trump has. This is a candidate, the president, who in effect is, I mean, he's nominally running for re-election, but in fact, he's done everything that he's planned, said he's planning to do. He said
exactly.
He didn't have inflation under him. There was no inflation. He said that he would reduce unemployment and promote job growth. Under him, there was great job growth and no unemployment. The border was completely sealed under him, and now it's porous, and God knows who's coming in. And I think the fact that he's done it gives him a credibility that I think the other candidates really do not have.
Well, I'll tell you, Dick, I have the confidence. You know, he says that he could settle Ukraine-Russia in 24 hours. I know that sounds like a lot of bravado, but I have the confidence that he could do that just as much as he could probably settle things pretty quickly in the Middle East. Because, as you said, look at what he's done. If you want to know what somebody's going to do, look at what he's done. He had a lot of success on behalf of not only America, but the world in, you know, bringing some order to it. He had China, was cordoned off in a way. We were getting $400 billion in sanctions, evening out the commerce playing field, so it was fair for American industry as well, which Biden got away with. You know, I mean, he evaporated that right away.
On the bridge of settling the Middle East.
Exactly.
Iran with it on the ropes. Iran's total foreign reserves when Trump took office had dropped to $6 billion below Hades. And now they're back up to $70 billion because Biden let them export oil.
Exactly.
Now export 3.1 million barrels a day, and that gives a steady stream of revenue, which is being spent now with Hamas. And by the way, the other country that's doing that is Qatar.
Yes.
Qatar and in the Persian Gulf, which is turning out to be just as important as Iran in funding Hamas and. Hunter and Qatar is allegedly an American ally.
Yeah, well, they're a double agent. I mean, we know that. That's obvious. Dick, we've got about a minute left here, and I want to give you an opportunity to summarize, corrupt, what people can expect to get from this inside story of Biden's dark money. Go ahead.
The thing it does is it unravels the international tentacles of the Biden crime family and explains how Biden made the money, and then it explains how China is losing the benefits from giving him that money in terms of trade, stealing our jobs, bypassing environmental constraints so that they can continue to pollute and emit carbon where the other countries are bound by treaty to cut it, to undermine the dollar as the global currency, to bring 300,000 exchange students into the U.S. each year with a real potential for spying that's encouraged by the Chinese government and orchestrated by it. This is all on Biden's watch, and not any intervention by Biden in many cases.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. Israeli forces are continuing to hunt for Hamas terrorists in Gaza. The White House says an American toddler is among the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters a 3-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were murdered by Hamas is among the 200 still being held. President Biden is scheduled to have a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco this week. The two leaders will meet tomorrow during the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Xi is scheduled to address prominent American business executives. This visit marks Xi's first trip to the United States since 2017, when he visited President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. The U.S. Supreme Court announced it's adopting a formal code of ethics. The justices says it's an effort to strengthen the public's confidence in the high court. Lawmakers have been pushing for ethics reform for a while. Lance Pry, USA News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Jeanette Kaplan is going to be with us in just a moment, the lifestyle expert and award-winning journalist. Got some great stuff to share with you because, it's holiday giving time, and one of the most popular holiday gifts requests that parents must consider involves mobile devices. Can you believe it? No, of course you can, because you know the kids are already saying, and they want the latest and the greatest. Well, here to help is lifestyle expert Jeanette Kaplan. As I said, she's teaming up with Xfinity to discuss the technology devices and to share cost-saving gift solutions. That's always good. She's an award-winning journalist and influencer who is a regular contributor to shows like Today and like ours, Good Morning America, and many more. Jeanette, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's so good to be with you, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, excellent. Well, let's talk about the top things for families to consider when shopping for tech and mobile devices.
Well, the first thing to consider is we need to decide for our own family at what age it is appropriate for a child to have a mobile phone. It's going to depend on our child's personality, their maturity level, and obviously your family circumstances. We need to really make sure that our child not only follows our rules, but also the rules of the school. And once you decide decide your kids are ready for a mobile phone, then you need to teach them about safety, responsibility, and factor in the cost, because you need to choose the right phones for your family. And for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Xfinity Mobile really has some amazing deals that allow you to save whether you're new or an existing customer.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit more about, about the savings that we can anticipate there?
Well, yeah, you can find great holiday season savings. This time of year is actually perfect, right? Mm-hmm. And you can start by saving hundreds a year with the best price for two lines of unlimited service and no contract required. Really, if you're an Xfinity customer and you still don't have Xfinity Mobile, you're really missing out. I have three words for you: saving, speed, and service. Because Xfinity does offer savings on everything from connectivity and entertainment to the hardware, including the latest devices like the iPhone 15 or the Google Pixel 8 and so many tablets, right? Kids are always asking for the latest and greatest, as you were mentioning.
Yes. Right.
And these devices also have access to the most reliable 5G network nationwide and nearly 20 million hotspots. So by choosing something that's bundled up, you can really add up the savings.
Well, you know, and you touched on something earlier, Jeanette, that I want to return back to, and that is that, in choosing the right kind of service that is going to provide, you know, safety and responsibility and that sort of thing, because it all starts at home. And this puts a lot of pressure. You know, the kids, hey, I want the phone, I want the latest and greatest stuff. But it's like, wait a minute, you know, what are we putting into the kids' hands here? And yes, it opens up a whole new world, but are they ready, as you said, are they ready to handle the responsibility of having, you know, this kind of, in a sense, it's a lot of power that you're turning over to them, right?
100%. And that's why parents need to decide not only their child's responsibility and maturity levels, but also whether they are able to also guide their kids, right? And to set up certain restrictions, because smartphones are super powerful. As you were mentioning, we really need to teach them about how to be safe online. And there are a lot of conversations that we need to have with our kids before we give them a mobile phone.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, Jeanette, even the parents, we have phones. We don't even know all the things that the phone does without us being aware, you know, what kind of information, where it's, telling other people where we're located and things like that. I mean, do you really want that kind of information about your child, that people would know that it is your child and they're at a certain location?
That is such an important topic, especially once you give kids access to social media, because you can give access to a child to a basic mobile phone and later on decide to give them permission to use social media. So what you are talking about is so important. I always disable geolocation on my kids' devices for safety concerns. And also, I don't share in real time because, you know what, who knows who might be online and trying to see where you're at in real time.
Exactly. So, you know, again, education starts with the parents, and it's going to go from there. So if you are, laissez-faire and ignorant, you're going to pass that on to your kids. So this just comes with a warning right now. And when I say that, I'm saying that about myself, Jeanette, because I think, this technology came on so quickly that we didn't even realize, you know, what kind of impact it was going to have on the kids, what kind of information was going to be out there, and, what malplayers are out there to take advantage of this, right?
For sure. And also, we need to teach our kids, once they access social media, that anything that you post online stays there forever. There's no thing as just a private account, because anybody can take a screenshot and then share it online. So we really need to discuss with them safety, responsibility, cyberbullying, and we also need to model safe behavior, because once they're older, they will be driving, and we need to teach them that they have to go hands-free whenever possible, whenever they're in the car. And really, Xfinity Mobile makes it super easy with their devices and accessories. You can really go 100% hands-free, so you're never caught texting, surfing, or talking on the phone without a hands-free device.
Well, Jeanette Kaplan, I can't thank you enough for bringing this up. I mean, this is important. is really, really important, you know, your counsel on this. And I hope parents are taking notes. And I also, you know, for the kids, if you happen to be listening, don't be threatened. I mean, we want you to have a safe and enjoyable experience in using this technology. And it is a process, and you will learn as you go. We just don't, you know, it's like taking you to the pool. We're not going to throw you into the deep end and expect you to swim and be an expert right away. We're going to go through the process, right? Because that's the smart thing to do. Let's talk about smart savings here. So where can tech families find smart savings, Jeanette?
Well, there's so many, right? Because, first of all, you do your research. You can save if you're an Xfinity customer by using Xfinity Mobile. As I was mentioning, there's so many hotspots. There are 20 million hotspots already. Mm. But there's also a huge advantage when you're combining mobile and entertainment services because, first of all, you can take your entertainment on the go with you when you're traveling, and you can save also on the go. For example, if you take advantage of the Xfinity Now TV streaming package, it's really a no-brainer. There's no contract required. It's only $20 a month, and it has over 40 live channels. And, yes, that includes live sports plus access to Peacock Premium. And if you're traveling, you know how important it is to be able to access the content, the games, the movies, the series that you love, right? And that way you're not paying extra if you're at a hotel, and you just take it with you.
Well, we're talking to the lifestyle expert, award-winning journalist, Jeanette Kaplan. Jeanette, you talked about combining mobile entertainment services. Great, a great tip there. You know, some of the kids may hear Black Friday. They don't really understand what Black Friday. They think maybe it's goth or something. But no, Black Friday is a good thing. It's a time where retailers make the most of the season and where they move from being in the red into black. Okay, just so you understand the context of it. And so that motivation to move from red to black is a big incentive, and this is where they want people to come in large numbers to save money so that they can get out of the red into the black, right? So we've got Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and retailers are very motivated to do business, right?
Oh, for sure, but it's a win-win because not only are the retailers like offering all of these offers, right, all these special savings and these deals, but as a customer, you can really, really add all the savings up, and it's so convenient, especially for the holiday season. And some of those savings are totally free. We tend to forget about loyalty programs and their free perks and benefits. And for example, Xfinity Rewards makes it super, super easy to sign up, and you can start earning perks without spending an additional cent and earn benefits like $1 movie night or discount codes, so you're saving even more, and access to unique experiences. So honestly, like, do your research, go online, because if you're a smart shopper, you can really save a lot.
So where can our friends go for more information?
You can find more information at Xfinity.com.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find Pinot Noirs and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Jim Kavanaugh joins us now. He's the co-founder and CEO of Cross Catholic Outreach, and we're going to be talking about Box of Joy, because 'tis the season. Jim, Merry Christmas to you. Great to have you with us. How are you?
Great. Hey, you're the first person to say Merry Christmas to me this year, but thinking about Box of Joy, how can you avoid it?
Well, exactly. It sets the theme and the spirit of it all. Before we get into Box of Joy, tell us about Cross Catholic Outreach.
We're a Catholic international ministry to aid the church throughout the world in meeting the needs of the poor. Our mission is to mobilize the global Catholic Church to transform the poor and their communities materially and spiritually. So we're really helping the church implement its vision of integral human development, addressing all the needs of the poor, material, social, as well as spiritual.
Yeah, it really rings of Mother Teresa in serving, you know, the poorest of the poor, right, as well.
Yeah, we're supporting the church in 36 countries around the world, both in the Caribbean and South America, Africa, Asia, Philippines, Vietnam. And in every case, what we're seeing is that the church is there. The church is committed to dioceses, parishes, lay organizations. They're committed to the poor. They want to meet the needs of the poor. They want to share the gospel with the poor, but they lack resources. And so our role is to mobilize the church in the U.S. to recognize the opportunity to help the church of the poor and to really transform lives in a very deep way. And then we provide that bridge back, the stories and the testimonies and the thanks and the impact that the church is having overseas. We bring that back to the church in the U.S. and to donors in the U.S. so they can really see what God is doing through the church
exactly
for the poor.
Well, structurally, like anything, you need a supply chain, whatever it is, any kind of organization. And this is what you're doing is you've created a supply chain where you can move goods from where, you know, it's more plentiful and get it to these areas that are suffering, you know, poverty unimaginable. Jim, for a moment, give our audience an idea. You know, we hear about the poor and, you know, occasionally we see, you know, videos and commercials on television of the poor. But I don't think that that's quite enough to where we realize the level of poverty that people here on the planet that we're sharing with and what they endure, right?
Well, that's certainly true. I mean, I've seen poverty in the U.S., but compared to poverty in the developing world, people in the U.S. are virtually rich. I mean, after all, a poor person in the U.S., there's a social safety net. They can always find safe water to drink. They can always find a toilet somewhere. They can walk into any ER, and by law, they have to be treated and get the best medical care in the world. But you go to places in Central America or in East Africa, and you'll find communities of hundreds of thousands of people who don't have access to clean water. The only water that they drink is contaminated, and the number one cause of child mortality in the world is contaminated drinking water.
Wow.
They don't have access to toilets, and as a result, their wells become even more contaminated, and they don't have access to medicines. If there's a hospital, it could be a two-day walk away, and if they don't have the money, they can't buy the medicines that they need. It's almost baffling when you account of the poor overseas, how little we really know about it, how much we appreciate the depth of poverty.
Yeah.
And yet, you look at what the church is doing, and they're the heroes of our faith today.
Exactly. And if not the church, then who, Jim?
Exactly. I mean, there's no government safety nets in these countries.
Right.
You know, even public education in most of these countries is not free. Maybe you don't pay tuition, but if you don't have shoes, you can't afford to buy a uniform, and you can't afford to buy your books, and to maybe pay a fee here or there, or to get transportation to and from the school, you don't go to school. And this is one of the great needs if the poor are ever going to progress, education.
And Jim, I got to imagine, I mean, here, you know, we are, as you mentioned, even the poor here in the United States, I mean, compared to poor in these countries that Cross Catholic Outreach is serving right now. I mean, they look at the poor here in the country and think, wow, you know, they're just absolutely wealthy. But, you know, the thing that I hear repeatedly, you know, from people like yourself is what it takes to help the poor in these other countries, you know, is it's not all that expensive, is it? I mean, to do that. I mean, you know, a couple of bucks and you got medicine, and a couple of bucks you got shoes, and you know, we spend that on our, you know, daily, you know, coffee commitments, you know, by comparison, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just think of food, for example. Let me give you just one example. I was just recently in Central America in Guatemala, in a diocese there. They have the highest rate of child death from malnutrition in the world. In the world. And I said, you know, I've been in Africa. I've seen some pretty poor places. He says, yeah, I know. We're part of that small group that have the highest rate of child mortality from malnutrition. And so we immediately began working with that diocese to provide emergency food in the form of something we call VitaFood, which is a mixture of rice and soy protein and vitamins and minerals and things specifically designed for rehabilitation of malnourished populations, and also providing help for them to grow more food of different kinds that would help them. But the cost of providing a meal is like 15 cents.
Oh, wow.
You know, and for $100 or something, you're providing enough for an entire school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing. You know, the level of poverty, I was just amazed that here we are, a 2.5-hour flight, you know, from Miami, and you're in an area where people, the highest cause of death is malnutrition. And that's for children, but also even for adults.
Mm-hmm.
And And you know, we often are just unaware of the severity of poverty in some of these countries.
Not only the severity, but how little it would take to solve the problem, Jim. And God bless
yeah.
you. God bless you. God bless Cross Catholic Outreach, you know, for what you're doing in serving, you know, the poor like this. And we need to come alongside you. And I'm grateful that you've come on the show to, you know, enlighten our audience. You know, the cause of, and, you know, like you say, for so little, we can do so much. We've got about 3.5 minutes left here. And, you know, initially, we wanted to talk about the Box of Joy. But, you know, we need to understand, you know, the mission and the situation and how little it would take to bring some joy, not only this holiday, but for the days going forward, because it's not like, you know, the need stops on December the 25th, because what happens, you know, the page on the calendar flips to December the 26th, and it just keeps on going, doesn't it?
It does. You know, if you go to our website about the Box of Joy program, it's boxofjoy.org. Mm-hmm. If you go to boxofjoy.org, you'll see this picture, this cute little girl holding this doll. Mm-hmm. Her name is Dulce Maria, and I met her in 2015. And she was the first person to whom we gave a Box of Joy. Now we've distributed over 500,000 in 8 countries. But she was the first one, and that little doll was the first time in her life she'd ever received any kind of gift. And she receives this doll. And a person might have said, well, yeah, but look at the rest of their poverty. Well, I happened to meet her when I was in Guatemala 3 months mm-hmm. ago. She's now 14 years old. She was 6 years old when that picture was taken. And she's living in a new house that was built by the local Catholic diocese and their outreach to the poor, which we've empowered with financial support and support of food and medicines and things like that. And so here's this little girl. She gets her first gift ever. 8 years later, she's living in a concrete house with a concrete floor and a roof that doesn't leak all over her. And her mother and her and the rest of her family are thrilled and living a whole new life because of the work of the church there and support from donors in the United States. Mm. So Box of Joy, she, you know, I've traveled around the places we distribute, and I've asked, you know, the local bishop or the priest or the sister, the teachers who were organizing the children receiving, did these kids get Christmas gifts of any kind? They said, oh, never. They would never have gotten a Christmas gift. The bishop of Malawi, they for the first time, they received mm-hmm. Box of Joy this past year. And he said, these children never get a gift of any kind from anyone ever. So this is such a joy for them. But it doesn't end there with just boxes for the kids, because we're also supporting his programs to provide clean water, which is a desperate need, housing, supplementing their diets, etc. Mm-hmm. So the mission goes on, but Box of Joy is a way that we can touch a child and make exactly. a big difference.
30 seconds left here, Jim. How do we participate? How do we help?
You can go to boxofjoy.org and read what to do. And today, you can also make a gift of Box of Joy virtually, where you can make a contribution, and we'll pack it for you.
Well, Jim Kavanagh, cannot thank you enough. God bless you. May God multiply his blessings to you and the organization, and may this be the most wonderful of Christmases, especially for these people who, like you say, you know, have never seen a Christmas gift in their entire
right.
existence, right?
That's and correct. Never. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you again so much. God bless you. He's the co-founder and CEO of Cross Catholic Outreach. Jim Kavanagh has been our guest. Thank you, Jim. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Are you a